Again, the organic law of the United States is the Constitution thereof. A government having any other organic law cannot be the government of the United States of America. The organic law of the Church of God is the new covenant dedicated with the blood of Jesus. Hence, any church having any other organic law than this covenant cannot be the Church of God. The church that has the Mormon Bible as its organic law cannot be the Church of God. Why not? Because its organic law is the production of men and not the covenant dedicated with the blood of Jesus. Then can a church be the Church of God, the organic law of which is the Westminster Confession of Faith, the Cumberland Presbyterian Confession of Faith, the Philadelphia Confession of Faith, the Methodist Discipline, or any other human production? Will the reader ponder well this question? The Church of God is entered by a birth of water and spirit. Any church which admits to membership in any other way cannot be the Church of God. Hence, a church that receives infants to membership cannot be the Church of God, because born of water they may be, but born of water and of the Spirit they cannot be. All the subjects of the Church of God know the Lord, from the least of them to the greatest of them. This being so, a church whose members are in part infants cannot be the Church of God, because such cannot know the Lord. This line of thought might be pursued much further. But we have seen that the Church of God was organized in Jerusalem, nowhere else, on the day of Pentecost, at no other time, wears a name honoring the bridegroom, and no other, is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and other foundation can no man lay, has for its organic law the covenant dedicated with the blood of Jesus, nothing else more or less, has only such members as have been born of water and of the Spirit, and know the Lord from the least to the greatest. An organization, therefore, which bears all these marks of identity may be the Church of God. None others can be. If such an organization cannot be found, then the Church of God has no existence on the earth. Suppose a man were to come into a community with the constitution and bylaws of the Good Templars, and by teaching its doctrines he were to make a number of proselytes to its principles, and were to initiate them according to its forms and organize them at a particular place as a body built thereon, what would we call the organization? A good society of Templars. Very well. Another man comes with the Mormon Bible, and by preaching its doctrines makes proselytes to Mormonism, and organizes them upon the Mormon Bible according to its provisions. What shall we call this organization? A Mormon church, most certainly. Very well. But suppose another man comes with the Presbyterian Confession of Faith and preaches its doctrines, makes proselytes, and organizes them according to its provisions, what shall we call this organization? A Presbyterian church. Very well. It would not be a Mormon church, certainly. And why not? Because it is not organized upon the Mormon Bible or indoctrinated with its teaching. Well, another man comes having the Methodist discipline. He teaches its doctrines and makes proselytes and organizes them upon a basis of future action. What shall we call the organization? A Presbyterian church? No. Why not? Because it has not been taught the doctrines of or organized upon the Presbyterian Confession of Faith. But it must be called a Methodist church because it has been taught the doctrines of that discipline and organized upon it. Then suppose another man comes with the Word of God, and by preaching its doctrines he makes proselytes and organizes them according to its provisions to keep the ordinances therein inculcated, what shall we call this organization? Shall we call it a Presbyterian church? No. The Word of God, by which it has been created, says nothing about a church called by that name. Shall we call it a Methodist church? The Word of God says nothing about a Methodist church. Shall we call it a Baptist church? The Word of God says not a word about a Baptist church. Then, of what church does the Word of God speak? It speaks of the Church of God. Then, as the Word of God is what was taught the proselytes in accordance with which the organization was effected, and it speaks of the Church of God, is not this organization likely to adopt a name found in its organic law? If so, we feel sure that we have given such marks as will enable us to find the church which has been the object of our search. Surely, it is worthy of all acceptation, and we will not seek another, but seek an entrance into this one. End of chapter 7.